It's Wednesday, June 5th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. The woman shot in rural Grantsburg last Friday is in stable condition, and the shooter faces a charge for attempted murder. Aquafest's main stage events kick off tomorrow evening and continue through Friday and Saturday. The state's attorney general charges three involved with the 2020 fake elector scheme, and you can add emergency contacts to your driver's license. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. More details about an alleged shooting in Burnett County last week. Burnett County Sheriff Tracy Finch said 29-year-old Michael B. Winquist of Grantsburg allegedly shot a woman and told a child at the residence to call 911 last Friday evening. While on the phone with dispatchers, another gunshot was heard when Winquist shot himself. Winquist was taken into custody and treated at a hospital. He was arrested on charges of attempted first-degree intentional homicide, felon in possession of a firearm, and intoxicated use of a firearm. The victim was in stable condition and recovering at a hospital in the Twin Cities. The incident remained under investigation. Rice Lake's 60th Aquafest is underway and main stage concerts start tomorrow night. Thursday evening, Hairball takes a stage with the Compromise opening. Friday, Eli Young Band headlines with Matt Stell and Dirty Bottles opening. And on Saturday, Craig Morgan headlines with Chris Cruzy and Ember opening. Gates open at 7 p.m. The Noodle Dixieland Band performs at the food court midday on Thursday. On Saturday, there's the Back the Blue Car Show and a disc golf tournament. Sunday includes Art in the Park, the Rotary Duck Raffle, and the Grand Parade. For a full schedule of events and more information, visit aquafestonline.com. Charges are filed in Wisconsin's fake electors scheme. Bob Haig has a story.
Attorney General Josh Call filed charges in Dane County Court on Tuesday against attorneys James Troupas and Kenneth Chesbro and Donald Trump campaign associate Michael Roman. The three orchestrated the attempt to send false Wisconsin Republican electoral votes to Congress despite Trump losing the state to Joe Biden in 2020. Call on criticism for taking so long to file a case.
Our focus in any investigation, in any prosecution, is not on the speed with which something's done. It's on doing high-quality investigations, conducting high-quality prosecutions, and getting things right.
If convicted, each faces a maximum sentence of 6 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. Initial court appearances are in September, and the cases will likely extend past November's election, unless the men reach plea deals. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The UW Board Regent who planned to stay beyond his term's expiration has stepped aside. Ted Allen has the details.
According to WisPolitics, Bob Atwell has resigned effective immediately. Atwell sent UW officials an email last month expressing his intent to remain on the board until his successor is appointed and confirmed. Friday, Governor Tony Evers announced his appointment of Attorney Tim Nixon to succeed Atwell on the board. Atwell, who was appointed to the board by Republican Governor Scott Walker, commented that the appointment of Nixon would, in his words, serve our universities exceptionally well. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You can now add emergency contacts to your driver's license. Raymond Newport tells us more.
The Department of Motor Vehicles announced on Monday they will be adding an emergency contacts field in your driver's record. That's part of a bill signed by Governor Tony Evers last year to make it easier to contact family and loved ones in case of an emergency. You can add the contact the next time you get your license renewed or add it online now at wisconsindot.gov. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.